Well, this video is sponsored by Elm Tree Society for all your perfect witches needs. Welcome back to the interview. This is Chase Smith. The podcast is The Witch Trials. We will be talking to our guest, Margaret Jones, to see how it was back in the day of the Salem Trials. We will be interviewing a witch, so viewer discretion is advised. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Hello.
So, how did your trial go?
Well, honestly, it went horrible. I hate the judges. In fact, the whole trial before I actually did it was rigged. Because they knew I was a witch. It's not my fault that I act like a witch. Just because I have a witch's mark does not mean I'm a witch. Or does it? But do not believe their lies. They are liars, all of them, all of the courts.
Okay, chill out, Margaret. But Margaret, may I also ask, if you were dead, how are you in this century today?
Well, I don't actually know. I might actually be a witch, you know?
Okay, so what was the evidence against you being a witch?
Well, there's a lot of evidence, in fact, and I remember it all like it was yesterday.
Oh, do you? Okay, and
the evidence is, okay, so I have a witch's mark. Not my fault, I just have it. My husband disappeared after an argument. Still not my fault. I'm a herbalist who made people worse, was meant to make them better just because I gave them bad spices. Yeah, not my fault there. And a little ghost ran out of my skirt and then disappeared. I think, and none of that is my fault, but according to the liars, it is.
Okay, so what were you feeling when you were sentenced to death?
Well, honestly, at first I was feeling bad, but then I realised I should not feel bad. I only realised it today because I got hung pretty much yesterday, it feels like. Because I have... I was thinking I left my husband. Wait, no, he vanished. I was leaving my mother. No, she died. My father died as well. What about my daughters or sons? No, didn't have any of those. No, now I'm starting to realise it. I left no one behind. Nobody hated me. Not everybody hated me, in fact.
So you died alone?
Alone, yes, that's sad me.
True. Okay, that is very sad. So, do you want to confess that you are a witch or not?
Why would I confess to her being a witch? I've already said no. Those courts are liars. Do not believe a single thing that they will say to you. They are liars. I am not a witch. I may have the witch's mark, maybe a witch, but I'm not a witch. So, if you're going to keep blaming a witch, then I will curse you.
That just didn't make sense what you just said. You said, I'm not a witch, but I am a witch. That does not make sense whatsoever.
That's how you feel.
Okay, she is trying to put a hex on me at the moment. Okay, she's clicking her fingers. I'm extremely worried for my safety at the moment. But I think we should just let it go from there. Margaret, have you got anything to say to the viewers?
Yes, if you don't subscribe, I will curse you and your family. And that's all I have to say for you guys. But actually, no, you know what? I'm just looking at what he's going to say next. Don't believe what Matthew Hopkins says. He's a liar. He did not get knighted by the king or queen, whatever she was or he was. But don't believe him! He's a liar!
Thank you very much. Thank you for watching. And also thank you for coming. Margaret, thank you for coming.
Don't believe him. Okay, thank you, but don't believe Matthew Hopkins. He's a liar.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you. Bye!
Next, we'll be interviewing Matthew Hopkins, the witch general.
The liar!
Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. And thank you for Elm Tree Sponsoring Society for sponsoring this video. Elm Tree Society is perfect for hanging witches and all your witches' needs. In today's century, there are barely any witches left. So this sponsor is almost useless. I don't even know why we're sponsoring this. Guys, why are we sponsoring this? Anyway, I have to go. All right, see ya. Bye.